Finally, Dr. Shellock et al. Performed a clinical study titled Implantable Spinal Fusion Stimulator, Assessment of MR Safety and Artifacts. This study was published in the Journal of Magnetic Resonance Imaging in 2000. The objective of this clinical trial was to determine the safety and performance effects of MRI imaging of an SPF implantable spinal fusion stimulator. During the trial, only a small number of patients were implanted with the SPF stimulator and were referred to as the Spinal Fusion Implantable Stimulator Group. Otherwise, the study evaluated device safety and diagnostic image quality using SPF stimulators that were not implanted. There are some key differences between the SPF model that was on the market in 2000 at the time this study was conducted and the one that is available currently. The SPF 2T per CW that was used in the MRI study is a 20 microamp current with stainless steel leads that were encased in Celastic. The current SPF XL2B device has a 40 microamp current, and the SPF Plus Mini device has a 60 microamp current. Both models have stainless steel leads that are encased in silicone. The study evaluated device safety and diagnostic image quality using SPF stimulators that were not implanted. In addition to this, there was a small number of patients that were evaluated. A total of 9 patients underwent MR imaging using a 1.5 Tesla imaging machine. Patients were asked questions about their experience that occurred during the MRI and their experience following the scan. These questions focused on sensations such as heating, neuromuscular, nerve excitation, or physical feeling. The study evaluated 4 aspects specifically, including magnetic field interactions, migration. Did the device move during the MRI? MRI image distortion. Artifacts that alter or distort MR image quality. Was the image negatively impacted? Operational aspects. Was the circuitry damaged? Heating of the device and adjacent skin tissue. Did the SPF heat up beyond the predetermined threshold? For the SPF Plus Mini, a 1.5 Tesla machine, maximum spatial gradient 250 Gauss per centimeter, gradient magnetic fields of 20 Tesla per second, and a maximum whole body averaged specific absorption rate, SAR, of 1.1 watts per kilogram for 25 minutes of imaging. For the SPF XL2B, a 1.5 Tesla, maximum spatial gradient of 450 Gauss per centimeter, gradient magnetic fields of 20 Tesla per second, and a maximum whole body averaged specific absorption rate, SAR, of 1.1 watts per kilogram for 25 minutes of imaging. For a surgeon who is conducting an explant, it's important to instruct them to avoid cutting the lead wires. The study results observed that a lead wire that has been cut leaves exposed stainless steel that will heat up under MRI conditions, which may cause tissue damage. It's important to share the SPF stimulator was tested and is safe under the parameters outlined. Effects above or below 1.5 Tesla have not been evaluated.